Blog Talk Radio.
The Dr. Trevisha Williams Show.
Woman, do you find it difficult to say no when your spouse, child, relative, coworker, or friend asks you to do so? Or do you say yes when your gut feeling tells you to say no? Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Trevisha Williams, host of the Strong Life podcast. October is National Work Family Awareness Month. While employers are encouraged to focus on healthy and flexible work atmospheres, it's also a time, a really good time for employees, especially women and moms, to reflect on balance. And the things that create harmony in their lives. During this episode of Strong Lives, I will talk about the one word that women don't say often enough and why it's critical to achieving balance in their lives. I'm also going to be joined by a very, very special featured guest, Dr. Paulette Vale, a professor of the speech communications, and she will go through her impressive accolades when I introduce her here shortly, but you don't want to miss her her input on this very important topic. She's also the author of Did You Say Something, Susan? I love it. So today, again, it's so important that, you know, since research shows that women overcommit are stressed and experience less joy in their lives. And when you overcommit, you cross your boundaries for wellness and balance. This is a pressing topic. Your perspective about the word no is everything. Some women say yes because they feel like they'll be letting someone down. They may be being rude to someone, but why you say yes against your inner self no is the question you have to ask yourself. That inner no is the real answer. It's your personal protection, and it's really your reaction to the person's request that's violating your personal boundaries. It's personal protection spiritually, mentally, physically, and so on. So saying no, personal needs, and protecting your well-being. So your why is really important. The person's request to something that they're wanting you to do is something you really have to think about. It does not make you a selfish person to say no. Rather, it makes you the guardian of your personal resources, time, money, and energy. Being assertive, meaning expressing your thoughts, your feelings, and your perspectives in a way that clarifies your needs and helps people understand you better when you say no, the way to achieve balance every day. Because what you're really saying is there is a conflict between what someone is asking you to do and what you need to do for yourself. So there is absolutely nothing wrong with saying no. Simultaneously, you respect the other person's feelings, and which takes skills. But you can learn to do that and say no guilt-free. And speaking of assertiveness, and communication, in your communication, my special guest, Dr. Paulette Dell, teaches women how to do just that, and is here today to share her story and how it inspires the work that she does today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dell.
Thank you, Dr. Trevisha. It's an absolute pleasure to and an honor to be on your show today.
Absolutely. I am so excited to have you. I love the title of your book. I love everything that you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what inspired you to get into the work of helping women say no more?
Okay, and I must say that approximately 20 years ago, Congresswoman Carrie Meek, the Honorable Carrie Meek, recognized me on the floor of the United States Congress for my work in helping to empower women and build their self-confidence through the skill of assertive communication. So that has been my passion for many years. I'm a retired college professor, and the challenge I faced, Dr. Trevisha, is that I started to see that lack of confidence and insecurity and the private dread that they're inferior to others plagued millions of women, regardless of their educational background or socioeconomic level. They have never experienced the exhilaration and freedom that comes from being able to express your wants, needs, and desires. So I realize the vast majority of women are not taken as seriously as they would like to be, and they didn't know what to do about it. So I felt that I had a role to play in this, and that's what inspired me to teach, conduct workshops, and write a book on assertive communication for women. Trevisha?
Exactly. Exactly, and you said it perfectly. It's a freedom in saying no, contrary to popular belief, because women tend to overcommit because that by nature they are nurturers and they are givers and they're doers. But you know, there's, like you said, there's a freedom in saying no, and it takes skill. That is a skill. It seems simple, but it's very, very complex and profound when you're talking about emotions and, you know, people's feelings about, especially when they're dealing with someone that they love, or a close friend. It's very difficult to say no. How do you get women to understand the power of no? I know when I do a seminar called I Love You But I Can't Stand You Right Now with moms and their teen and tween daughters, and I talk to them about the power of no in parenting.
Yes.
But how do you deal with women on a professional level in the workplace? How do you get them, how do you teach them how to say no?
Okay, and also I deal with them personally. And what happens is so many women, as you say, are people pleasers. We're nurturers. We want to do for others, and rightfully so. But we go overboard, and we want to be liked rather than respected. And once I can get women to realize that being liked and being respected are not mutually exclusive, the whole focus changes. They start to realize that, oh, I can be liked and respected. So that's a big start, that being liked and realizing it. Yeah, what a concept that we can be liked and respected also. And it's so important, for example, because you do a lot with teenagers and empowerment and children and what we as parents can do. Remember, children are great imitators, and we need to give them some. If
right.
Our children, especially daughters, see us allowing ourselves to be used, twisting ourselves into a pretzel every time someone makes an inconvenient or unreasonable request of us, not speaking up for ourselves when treated unfairly, they're going to allow themselves to be used also.
Absolutely. And that's another thing I point out is that moms are modeling behavior and daughters are watching them. They are, it's the best, you know, teachable moment ever, when moms are saying yes when they should say no, daughters are learning to do the same thing, and so they carry that on into adulthood. And there you have it. So this is a great place to get started, not only with self, but you know, in your parenting role, to model that behavior so that girls can be stronger in that regard.
Exactly. And I know so many adult women who have been inspired to to start to communicate assertively, Catalyst, well, more power to them, and
so
I
be
say
it.
Better late than never. So be it. They never did it for themselves, even though they wished they would have or would have. They wished they would have known how to. They often say
exactly.
They wish they had read a book like mine years before. And I tell them it's not too late. Now's a good time as any to start.
Never too late. It's never too late, and that's a good point as well. So what are three things that you would share with women that could get them started right away? It's the power of saying no. I did a seminar a few years ago with a room full of 300 moms, and I had them come to the front of the room, and I had them practice saying no to someone. And you should
exactly.
see
it's painful.
The expression
mm-hmm.
on their faces, and
right.
it was just so – it was empowering. But by the
it's
same token, they were shocked at how hard it was.
It's hard.
So what are some tips that they share with the audience about how to say no?
I will do that. They do. I see women absolutely, even in role-playing, choke on
yes.
the word. I can't say it. And I find
yes.
that what's very helpful for women for whom it's so resistant to say no is to what I like to call the hamburger or the sandwich approach. So top layer, the bun, the meat, and the bottom bun. So express appreciation for having been asked. Say no politely and respectfully, and then express appreciation, bottom bun. So, for example, if you are asked something unreasonable or inconvenient, I need you to babysit for my kids after school every day for a week, and I'm really counting on you to do this. Or I need you to be the chair of the charity drive for the 500-member company again this year. Start with appreciation. Thank you so much for thinking of me. Thank you so much for affording me this opportunity. I must decline. I have too much on my plate right now. That's the meat. And the bottom bun is, again, thank you so much for keeping me in mind. Enough said. And women
I love it.
Say
it's that. It's that simple.
It's that simple. When they can.
And you can be
express,
authentic. I mean, it doesn't have to sound like
you
it,
can be
so
authentic.
It doesn't have to sound like it's just your go-to reaction to, you know, someone
exactly.
that's asking you to do something that,
exactly.
that you don't feel comfortable doing. You can add some personalization to your response as well. So
and
you
your
take
own
that
personality.
Even further, but that's a really good basic example about how to say no.
Very simple formula. Express appreciation. Say no. Or no excuses. I must decline. I have too much on my plate right now. It's not a priority for me at this time. And again, I thank you very much for thinking of me and wish you the best of luck in your endeavor.
Absolutely.
Period.
And I say that too. Do it guilt-free. Say no guilt-free. And don't baby that no.
Exactly.
Period.
I remember. I know you know this. Exactly. No one can make us feel guilty without our consent. And
right.
you can expect pushback. Oh, but I was counting on you, Paulette. I never expected you would let me down. So I like to then say, let's practice what's called the broken record technique. After all, no one can argue with a broken record. So what you do is just repeat. Thank you so much for thinking of me. As I said, I must decline. I have too much on my plate right now. But Paulette, I can't get anybody at short notice. Thank you so much for thinking of me. It's greatly appreciated. And as I mentioned, I have too much. I'm telling you, the broken record is wonderful.
Work.
It's so empowering. It's polite. It's respectful. And they'll get the message. Trevisha?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because when you keep saying yes, you really are disrespecting your own personal protection for wellness and your own boundaries, your precious, precious resources of time, energy, is something you can't get back. And so you have to learn how to appreciate yourself enough and respect yourself enough to say no, because that's what you're really doing is that you are protecting your own well-being, your own, you know, personal boundaries, so that you can do for yourself, your family, and others, and really be, you know, a greater service to people at large.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say no, you say yes so much, then you're not only, you know, harming yourself, but you're also interfering with your power to help other people.
And even, Trevisha, even the world-renowned Mayo Clinic, which everyone has heard of, says on their website that the power of saying no, assertive communication, is the healthiest communication lifestyle. When we are able to do that, our blood pressure goes down, we have less stress, we don't feel as anxious, we don't feel that we are being victimized. So even the top medical experts in the world say that being assertive and being able to say no to unreasonable or inconvenient requests has many health benefits as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I love it. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience? We're about out of time right now.
Yes.
That would leave them with something to really think on and maybe even work on.
Well, again, practice saying no to little things. For example, it doesn't have to be a request to do something or something that's going to take your time and energy. It might be saying no to answering a personal question. I have many women, Trevisha, say to me, that person had some nerve asking me why I haven't gotten pregnant, or that person had some nerve asking me what my salary is. And my response is, no, they have a perfect, or they had no right to ask me that. I say,
right. Hey,
anyone has a perfect right to ask you whatever they want, and you have a right not to respond. So that's also a way of saying no. Someone asks you a question, you don't have to say, no, I'm not going to respond. You could use humor. You can say no by saying, you know, I'm going to take the fifth on that. Or you can say no by asking a question, now why would you be interested in that? Or you can laugh and say, nice day, nice weather we're having now. And let's say they say, you didn't answer my question. You can then be the broken record and say, like I said, it's a nice day outside, isn't it? So
yeah, they get the message,
smile,
yes.
Say it with good humor, and that's a way of saying, no, I don't care to respond to what you're asking me. So there's so many ways.
Yes. And you said a key word. It's about how people react. I talk to people all the time about the 10-90 rule. It's 90% of any interaction is the way you respond. Any experience, 90% of it is the way you respond.
Absolutely.
And it's so
how you say
when
it,
you get that.
Your tone of voice,
yes.
Your body language, smile, chuckle, have a twinkle in your eye. You could be thinking, you miserable SOB.
Absolutely.
That's okay to think that, ladies.
If you have email or phone, you have to do, you know, it differently, but that people can, you can use tone quite a bit to still, you know, convey your message.
Smiling, people will hear a smile in your voice. A lot of experts say
yes,
that if you're really smiling, even if it's over the phone, there will be a lightness in your voice. So you're speaking up for yourself, you're protecting your boundaries, and you're doing it in a very gracious, polite, and respectful way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the Strong Lives podcast today. It's been an amazing experience. I've enjoyed talking with you. I will point people to your book. Did you say something, Susan? I love it. And so they can find that at Amazon.com. It's got great reviews.
Yes.
And there's a link in the bio of this podcast. If there's not, I'll make sure that it gets it.
Thank
there's
you.
One at it. And again, thanks so much for being part of the show today. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. And thank you for what you do, Trevisha, and God bless.
Absolutely. God bless you as well. But there you have it, people. That was Dr. Paulette Zale, and she has some really powerful tips to share with women about how to say no more often, because it really is a power. It's a freedom. There's a freedom in saying no. There's power in saying no. And once you get good at it, you'll feel so much better, and you will be able to not only are you empowering yourself, but you will be able to serve other people in a more meaningful way. So thanks so much again for joining today's broadcast. If you're not connected with me on social media, please do so. I'm on all of them. Just find me at Dr. Trevisha, at Dr. Trevisha, or at Dr. Trevisha Williams. One of the two will work. In the meantime, be well, and I hope you'll join me for the next broadcast. Thanks so much.